Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, it's Michael Couch, C-O-U-C-H.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
I have a couple of charges at my bank on my card. One was for $7.95 on the 21st, and the other, just noticed on there today, it shows was like 10 something last night for $56.95 for it says Better Good Home Supplies. I didn't make those charges.
Okay, if you did not make the charges, I can still assist you. Now, I do see here that the charge for $7.95, that was for an entry ticket to apply for a contest entry for an iPad Pro. Once the customer applies for the iPad Pro, it is the membership to receive other types of electronic devices for $56.95 a month. Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Well, since you don't recall creating this account, I can help you file this as a fraudulent claim. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim may result in a penalty, such as a fine. As long as you're sure you did not order this item or participate in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim or refund the account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and go through my bank and let their fraud department handle it. Will that work?
Okay, so if that's what you want to do, but we'll just do the same thing. We just file it as a fraudulent claim or refund the account. But I guess you can do that as well.
Yeah, you were talking about a penalty for something?
A penalty is charged if it is found that it is not a fraudulent claim. So that means if you ordered the item, but you said it was a fraudulent claim, that's the only way a penalty can be charged against you.
Yeah, it's some kind of membership thing you're talking about.
Yes, sir. So if you did not order the item, then there is no worry about having a penalty charged against you if you did not order it.
No, there was something that said that I was a good customer for some outfit and that I had won an iPad.
Yes, sir. That's probably what we're speaking of then.
Yeah, and when I started looking at the thing, it was some kind of crazy survey stuff, and I just shut it off. I said, I ain't doing this junk.
Yes, sir. More than likely, that's what it is. I'm not sure how it was shut off. If it was charged, you would have had to put your card information in.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done that.
Yes, sir. So once again, if you know that you did not make this charge or you did not participate in that contest entry for the iPad Pro, we can help you file this as a fraudulent claim.
Yeah, let's do that, because when I saw that it was a bunch of crap, I just decided I weren't going to do it. So I just turned the thing off. And
okay. Well, if you did not file this, if you did not create this, we can file it to the fraudulent claim. Once again, the thing about the penalty still applies, but if you did not create it, you do not have to worry about the penalty. A penalty such as a fine. So once again, when we file the fraudulent claim, we track the IP address to see where it originated from. So if you did not make the charge, it will not be traced to your IP address.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go through my bank.
Yes, sir. Now, if you did make that charge and you did participate in the contest entry, we will turn that information over to your bank institution, and they can determine if you made that charge or not.
Okay.
But as of now, your account is canceled, and that will prevent any future charges, and we can get you a courtesy 35% refund.
Well, let me ask you this. Are y'all the ones that sent that stuff out?
No, sir. We handle customer service for the companies who participate in the contest entries.
Who was that?
It shows it was through a company called Top Consumer Deals.
That sounds fraudulent right there, what they're doing.
Yes, sir. Well, since if you do not want to file this as a fraudulent claim, our department only handles fraudulent claims. We can still get this account canceled, and they'll just make sure you don't receive any more charges. And as a one-time courtesy, I can get you a courtesy 50% refund.
I'm going to go ahead and go through my bank.
Yes, sir. I'll have to check with the supervisor to see if there is anything more we can do for you. Once again, if you do file as a fraudulent claim and it was, in fact, you who did make the charge, there can be a penalty or a fine against you. But I'll check to see if there's something more we can do for you. Please hold.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes,
with
sir.
That.
Please hold. Thank you.
That makes me mad.
Did you remember doing that?
They said come up there, and it was for Spectrum. Spectrum said you have been an outstanding.
Thank
customer.
You for holding. As a one-time courtesy, we can get you a refund for the $56.95. It'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I want the $7.95 as well.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, give me the money back in my account for the $7.95 and the $50-whatever that is, and that'll be fine.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.